Is that a Protestant church?
It's a Protestant church. It's basically the New England churches that the Pilgrims started. Where you see the white spired churches of New England, well, those are congregational churches. Okay.
I come from a Lutheran background. I wonder if there's some small differences. Is there a, do they do a long talk for like 15 or 20 minutes? At some
well, they have a sermon, and it usually is about 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
Of course, the Swedish Lutheran is a big church here in town.
Okay.
Because of the Swedes that came,
right,
that early ethnic group in it. First Evangelical Lutheran, I think they call it.
Okay. The Congregational Church, what do they call the sort of supreme being that they worship?
God and Jesus Christ.
Okay. And do they follow the gospel at all?
Yes, they do.
I'm going to quiz you here. Do you know the first four or do you know the four books of the gospel?
The what?
Four books of the gospel by name?
You don't mean Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah, I did. That's good. Most people. and is there a school in town, a post-secondary institution?
Yes, Front Range Community College.
Okay.
And it's associated. It's a group of colleges that here, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Westminster in Denver.
Okay, so that's
there are four campuses, in other words.
As far south as it goes is Westminster, then?
Yeah, Westminster is far.
Okay. Do you know where most of the kids around here go off to college, if they don't go there, or if they go on from there?
I think that Colorado University, Colorado State University, University of Northern Colorado at Greeley.
Right.
Quite a few go to Wyoming University.
Mm-hmm.
Some to Kansas State University. I think that's a big majority. Then they fan out everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to ask about people who grow up here. Do you see that a lot of them go off to school and come back, or they go somewhere
for
else?
For a long time, they went off to school and left. They didn't come back to Longmont because there was a, as far as those young people coming up in growth, didn't want to come back to the small hick town.
Right.
But now, even those that left at that period are now starting to drift back. They like the community,
right,
and they're coming back in. And it's amazing how many of them are going into the old part of town,
really,
taking their old house, remodeling it, and like to live down in old Longmont where they grew up.
Is that, are there a lot of houses like that there still left?
Oh, yes.
Like the old neighborhoods?
It was about a mile square, the original town,
mm-hmm,
from Martin Street to Bowen, now about Sunset, about a mile and a half then, and from 1st to 9th, that's Old Town.
Okay.
And,
you mentioned your work. This might be a good time to pick up on that. What are you doing now as far as the park goes? Could you tell a little
about that? There's a farmer, Jim, who he and I started into college together up at CSU,
uh-huh,
and he's farmed here all his life, married a Longmont girl. He came from Greeley. His father raised purebred Holstein cattle over at Greeley,
mm-hmm,
but he came over here to farm, and he and Jim, one of the Japanese garden farmers that were here and have been here for years and,
mm-hmm,
years, the three of us are restoring a farmstead right in the middle of town.
Yeah.
It's the buildings were still there. Well, you know Hoover Road here. Well, it's the Hoover Farmstead.
Oh, okay.
The Hoover Mansion is at Mountain View, which would be 13th, it's about between 13th and 14th on Hoover,
mm-hmm,
is a big Hoover Mansion.
Uh-huh.
And back of that, there's a farmhouse, woodshed, a creamery, a chicken house, a barn, garage, a mill, elevator, and it was just falling apart,
yeah,
and weed patch, and the trees were going everywhere.